I want to tell you about a company that I just fell in love with. So I found Hero Soap Company. What I love about them is we're using it all the time at our house. My husband loves it. We're switching all of our soaps over to Hero Soap Company. But what I love about it is they're local. They're an American-made company, and they're owned by a veteran. And I thought that was so cool. I love to support patriots. So if you want to be like me and get all that harsh chemicals out of your home and use a soap that's actually really healthy for you with great natural ingredients, but also is an American-made product that's owned by a veteran or co-owned by a veteran, then you need to check out Heroes Soap Company / Amber May. And then what's really cool about what they do is they give back to the community and they support veterans and first responders. So everyone's winning in this situation. If you use promo code Amber May, you're saving money. You're supporting a company that's American-made, patriot-owned, that supports other patriots. It's just a win-win for everybody. So Hero Soap Company / Amber May, and use promo code Amber May to save some money. Hey, I'm so glad you're here today with me on the Amber May Show. I love having a time with you, and please find me on Telegram at the Amber May Show. We can spend more time together. We can have some chats together. So find me at the Amber May Show on Telegram. On today's episode, I am talking to a woman who was a healthcare worker. Well, she still is a healthcare worker, at least that I know of, but she's been seeing some things that she just can't stay silent on anymore. And finally, she's like, I got to do this. It may cost me my job, but I got to tell people what I am seeing. And so she is doing that on my show today. And I met her at the Reawaken Tour, and wonderful lady. So I'm talking to a lady named Rose today on the episode. So she has firsthand knowledge working in healthcare of some things. And we're going to talk about that today on this episode. So make sure you like, share, and subscribe. Please like, share, and subscribe. Always visit my website at theambermayshow.com. I'd really appreciate that. And everything is always in the description. So always look in the show notes and the description, because there's always links and everything in the show description. So look at the links below or on the website. Hey, visit mypillow.com, use promo Amber. They have massive sales going on right now. Massive sales. The pillows are great. I like the firm one, and you can get them as low as like $20. The pillows, I mean, in the box stores, they used to be like $60 at the box stores. Now, right now, you can get it for about $20. So I personally like the firm one. Some people like the normal one, but I personally like the firm one. Use promo code Amber and save some money there. If you love your pet, then get them something comfortable to sleep on and get them that pet bed, and you can use promo code Amber and save some money. So get your pet something, get your sheets, get your towels. Let's support Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Use promo code Amber. Now, we're talking about to a healthcare worker today, and we all knew what happened during COVID, okay? People were getting told that the shot was safe and effective, and now we're coming out with, there's material coming out from Pfizer, documents that they were going to wait 77 years to give us that are now coming out and saying it was not safe, nor was it effective. And then we all saw the VAERS report, and we heard about the adverse events, and then they want to give you remdesivir to treat COVID at the hospitals, which was killing people. So let's avoid that. And let's get a doctor who's actually going to treat you properly with the right medications to save your life. So go visit drstellamd.com, use promo code Amber May, and save some money there. Whatever you have going on, go talk to her. Use a doctor you can trust, drstellamd.com, promo code Amber May, and check out her supplements. Her supplements are incredible. Why not get a supplement from a real doctor? Anyways, on today's episode, we have all that and more. So I hope you stay tuned to hear what this lady has to share with us regarding her experiences working in healthcare. So many of us think that sleep is a luxury. Sleep is not a luxury. Sleep is a necessity. It's going to help you restore all your bodily functions, help your body recover, recoup. It's something that we need to function on a daily basis. We need to feel restful. And if you're not feeling restful because you're not getting a proper night's sleep, then I have something just for you. I just absolutely adore Dr. Stella. She comes out with some great supplements. And here's one of the newest ones she came out with, and it's Kobe Sleeps. So if you have trouble going to sleep at night and you want a more restful night's sleep, go to drstellamd.com, go to her supplements section and purchase this, and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and you'll save some money there. Not only does it help promote a more restful night's sleep, it helps helps with stress and joint function. So if you have stress, you have joint function, you're also not getting a good restful night's sleep, you need to go to drstellamd.com, get these Kobe Sleep Bites right now, and save money by using promo code Amber May. Hey folks, do you want to get the best sleep of your life? Well, you gotta have sheets that are gonna give you the best sleep of your life. They are super soft, and I'm talking about the MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. So let me tell you a story about that. So I ordered some during the sale that's going on right now. Buy one, get one free. So get some for your house. You're gonna love it, okay? So I got one from my room, then I got one from my daughter. My son's like, Mom, I want some. I'm like, don't worry, kid, I got you. Anyway, so they arrived, and I put in my daughter's room in the package, and I told her, hey, I'm gonna wash them before we put them on your bed. And she's like, okay, Mom. Well, day one goes by. Did Bobby get to them? No, I did not get to washing those sheets. So day two gets by, and she was asking, Mom, I want to get the best sleep of my life. When are you gonna wash my sheets? And I'm like, I'm trying to get to it. I will get to it. Just give me some time. I'll try to do it today. Well, that didn't happen either. The next day, I go into her room, and sometime in the middle of the night, she opened the package, put it right on top of her bed. It was the cutest thing, right? And I go to wake her up, and she's like, Mom, I got the best sleep of my life. And I was dying laughing. It was the cutest thing. So if you want to get the best sleep of your life, get the softest sheets in town, and that's the MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets, and use promo code AMBER and get up to 66% off on the entire website. But I believe it's buy one, get one free right now, so go check that out. For coming on the program. This is Rose with Rose for Truth, and she works in the medical field, and she just is like, now is the time. I just got to get this message out. And so we're going to talk to her about what is this message that it's like, you got to get out, get off your chest, educate. Because I was talking to her today, I'm like, I have to have you on the show. So tell my audience a little bit about you.
So I work in healthcare. I do patient advocacy work. I'm in patient experience. I'll move closer. I'm not sure how loud. It's really loud in the room today. So I'm a patient experience person, and I'm fighting for patients' rights to understand their care. And so one of the things that I do is ensure that you have clear communication at bedside so that you can make informed decisions, because you really are the one that's supposed to be making those decisions about your care. And how I've watched that kind of unravel during COVID, and it's just broken my heart. So how did I get here today is because I started fighting the vax mandates at work. There's no true informed consent process.
There is not.
It was a mandate. I put in my religious exemption. I got approved, but God said you need to speak and tell the truth of what's happening behind the scenes, and so here I am.
So, okay, so tell us. I mean, tell us what's going on behind the scenes, and what have you been seeing firsthand?
What I see firsthand, so I'm in administration, so I don't get to see the patients, and we're in pediatrics. So I hear from nurses what they see. But what I'm seeing from the administration side is that there's not transparency or communication or real medical debate. So when we talk about science, you say, okay, well, you present your case, and a good business case, you should be able to throw anything at, and it should survive,
mm-hmm.
right? Just
That's
like
correct.
Story.
Or a good argument, yes,
right? And so I have not seen that happening. Every time you present case data, what they do is they just undermine you as a person. So when I brought up the Veris data system reporting, I was told that it wasn't something that we needed to pay attention to, that it wasn't.
Since when? I mean, that's what we have as an experiment, because COVID-19 and the treatments have been an experiment, okay? So since when do we not watch the VAERS report for experiments? I mean, this is how they took off the flu shot back in the 60s or 70s when they started seeing a death toll of 25 people.
Yeah, so, you know, they said it's not reliable, and so we're not going to pay attention to that database. And then I said, well, you know, then I brought up this is systemic racism, and you have your minority communities that are least vaccinated, and now you're putting in a barrier to work for our minority populations. We had a huge exodus of our Hispanic workers when they mandated the flu vaccine. And then they had the second wave, they mandated the COVID vaccine, and a bunch of people left. And so what I was talking to you about earlier is that there's this really big thing happening in medicine right now that no one's really talking about. Outside of medicine, it's moral injury.
Yes.
Moral injury. So, you know, in healthcare, we're seeing this mass exodus of healthcare workers. I'm sure you've heard, oh, it's COVID that's exhausting everyone. It's partly COVID, but it's really the moral injury that we have. We are all working in medicine, most of us, so that we can help heal. Even on the administrative side, we want to make people healthier. We want to help you live your best daily life. Mm-hmm. Your best daily life. How can you actively participate no matter what your health conditions are in your life? How can you survive, be happy, healthy, and participate no matter what your conditions? Well, that's not what's really happening because medicine has become a task-oriented job. It's all task-oriented. And so if I say to you, okay, well, let's talk about the VAERS database and you call me a quack, that's not reliable. Or if I present to you CDC data around minorities not vaccinating and you say, oh, it's not true, what are you gonna, you're picking and choosing and you're selecting your truth.
That's exactly right. Say that again.
You're picking and choosing and you're selecting your truth.
Yep.
So if I show you a data set, and so that's what I realized. I thought, okay, these are logical people. I'm in administration. I'm almost like an internal coach, consultant, and I help people build their business cases, and I show them the numbers. So I said, okay, so I'm going to use logic. And when logic wouldn't work, I see people kind of just
glaze over.
It's like a glitch.
Oh.
And then nothing changes. They take in what you say. It doesn't match what their belief system is, and they kind of glitch, and then nothing changes. And so I saw this happen over and over again with the people that I was talking to and the leaders, because principally everyone thinks that they're doing the right thing. So everybody thinks that, oh, all of these doctors are so evil, they're pushing these things. Principally, people believe they're doing the right thing. So when all of these injuries start really coming out, you're gonna see even more moral injury. You know, people don't understand that physicians have the highest suicide rates. Yes, so physicians suffer from the highest suicide rates because the amount of pressure that they have on them. So you have administrative functions and you have care. And so if you think about, I'll use a pediatric surgeon for an example. They have clinic, they have surgical time, and then they have to visit their inpatient. And all of that can happen in the span of one day. When do you have the time to actually sit and build that true relationship to follow your patient to ensure what you're there for? It's very rare moments. Then they're in the charts. When do they study for tough cases? It's really a lot of work for them. It's a lot of work for providers. I would not be a doctor. I just wouldn't. So, you know, they carry this pressure to make sure that people are healing. And think about when they don't have the ability to do that, what happens?
Depression.
They carry that. And so physicians have one of the largest suicide rates.
Wow, I didn't think about that. That's a good observation and a point to make. I like that.
So now you add this, what's happening now, and you say, I just want to keep people safe. And so if you think about a physician, they've been the best and the brightest their whole life. Mm-hmm. You have to be in order to get to med school. You have to be. So you get into med school, you're the best and the brightest, you go into your subspecialty, or whatever subspecialty is, whatever in medicine you want to study or take care of. So if it's, say you want to heal diabetes, you study endocrinology, right? Just to make it easier for people to understand. So, you know, you've got all these doctors that have gone and studied and studied and studied, right? They're the best and the brightest. Now, how much effort have they had to put in to get there? Every single one of them have put that effort in. Now you get something like this, and so that's not their expertise, so they just have to trust what they're being told. Mm-hmm. And so what I'm seeing on the inside is there's that trust. They're just going with that trust. Well, so they're just blindly following whatever the CDC is saying.
What happens when the patients are coming against them and say, I don't want the remdesivir because it's killing the kidneys and the liver?
Well, I'm in pediatrics, so I'm not really seeing that because COVID isn't impacting the pediatrics that much. But I can tell you that I just, the bill that passed, I'm in Florida, I'm in Orlando, and they just passed the bill again to protections for providers and physicians and hospitals for the protocol so that you can't sue them. And I was really upset because we were advocating to get that. We wanted it vetoed since it passed. And it passed and Sandoz didn't veto it. But then he rolled out, protections for the docs that you don't have to follow the CDC protocol. You can follow what you know as a doctor is best.
That's the key right there. Thank you. Because we found out that the CDC, the FDA, and the NIH are extremely compromised. You just follow the money, number one. That compromises a lot of people. And if they're getting paid from Big Pharma or whatever, how can they be an advocate for you and I? There's a conflict of interest there. They have been compromised. They can't, in my worldview, they can't be trusted. Especially after the rollout of remdesivir, talking against ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, which have been around for a long time.
And they're cheap.
Yeah.
They're cheap. So why would you say, no, don't study that? Why would you say, no, don't try that? And, so I'm going to give you a personal story. I've only shared it one other time. I follow the frontline doctors in the very beginning when they had that whole summit in D.C. and then Dr. Stella got like...
Yeah, at the Washington... At the Supreme Court, I think.
Yeah, that was in front of the steps. So it just got raked over the coals. Well, I'm not clinical and I wanted to know. I said, I just want to know. We're in pediatrics. If this hits kids, I want to know. I want to understand. So I started reading because it was a summit that they did. So it was all on video and you could research everything. I started reading the research and I said... This is safe. This stuff is safe. There's not much that can happen to you if you take it.
Right.
That would be a negative effect. And for some reason that shut down, but some medicine that had a small study with Fauci, suddenly is the recommended best practice, the evidence-based best practice, because they have one study. It doesn't make sense. In science, that's not the way it works. Do you remember the scientific method growing up? I don't know if I'm showing my age, but we used to have to do science projects.
Yes.
With the scientific method, and if you couldn't repeat your experiment, it was trash.
That's exactly right.
And if you could repeat the experiment, did you get the same results?
Right.
And if you got the same results and it was deadly, you would stop. That's the way medicine used to work. But now they're just pushing the...
Did we not learn anything from the Tuskegee experiment? Did we not learn anything from World War II? It's happening again. When I learned about the Tuskegee experiment in school, I was sickened, like disgusted. They used an African-American woman because she looked like them. It was a trust thing. And she hurt, they used her to hurt a whole group of people. It's disgusting. And they're doing it again. So if people say, oh, they would never, yes, they would.
And people don't understand that they were still doing medical experiments up until the 70s. It's not new. And if we talk about, I'm not going to talk about the doctors that we brought from Germany over and all of the...
Oh, yeah, because that's true, too.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a whole nother rabbit trail.
The important thing to do, to understand, is that we need to do our own research. If they're saying, no, why is there such a fight against such a cheap alternative?
Mm-hmm.
Why was there no NIH-funded study day one to support this research? Why? They've billions of dollars behind the vaccines. Billions. Why was there no money for ivermectin? What about all the women that complained about their menstrual cycles changing?
Right.
Facebook censored all of that.
Everything
was taken down from social media. I saved pictures of women's stories.
That
with
was
blood
smart
clots
of you.
The size of their... Okay? So... why was that hidden? Now the NIH has a study to study that.
Right. Now let's talk about children vaccines, okay? Aside from the COVID vaccine, what do you know, what can you educate my audience about from the children's vaccine regimen?
So as an administrator in patient experience, and what I want to tell you is that you need to do research. You're not giving informed consent when you're signing for those vaccines. You're blindly trusting the doctors when they're telling you that it's safe. So I want you to go and look up the vaccine schedule, and I want you to go look up the ingredients. I just had Dr. Cronin actually on my show, and you're going to come on my show later too, to talk about the vaccine injuries. You know, they tell us that we're crazy when we say that vaccine injuries exist.
That is true. That's what I got. Yeah. So as a mom, I didn't know who to turn to. On one hand, I hear moms saying, my kid got injured. On the other hand, I'm hearing, no, that never happened. Those women are crazy. We have these studies, blah, blah, blah. Your physician's like, your kid needs to get it. And it's just like, how, you know what I mean? You get in that situation, like,
how do you know what's right to
Yes,
do?
Exactly.
Well, you know, that's the thing. My people shall perish for lack of knowledge. That's a Bible verse in Hosea. So what we don't know, we're always going to be uncomfortable with, and we're always going to have fear over. So we need to take the time, and it is work, but we have these little things that we hold in our hand all day long that has something that's called Google, right? I don't use Google, I use other platforms.
Me
I use DuckDuckGo.
That's
and,
what I use.
There's another one that I just downloaded. But we need to do research. We need to look for ourselves. What they're telling us, and they're asking us to just blindly trust, we should not blindly trust. So right now in medicine, they're working on defining what healthy is. Okay, so what does healthy mean to you? And for children, what's healthy look like for children? What's a healthy child look like? And how do we measure that in medicine? And how do we ensure that you're healthy? Well, how do you think we measure that right now in medicine? A healthy child going through the system.
I would think they're hitting their milestones.
Okay.
I would think that they don't have any chronic illness. That they're, you know, in a good weight category. That's how I would define it.
And that they're fully vaccinated.
That part I left out, but yeah, that's...
And that they're fully vaccinated. So that's what they're pushing for. So we need something in medicine to measure health. And what we can measure are things like that. And so what people don't understand is those measures are driving how you're receiving medicine and how doctors are providing care.
So what are some of the ingredients in some of these vaccines that are out there?
Well, I was just talking to Dr. Cronin, and we have, there's pork.
Pork?
Pork byproducts. There's cow byproducts. And of course, a lot of these vaccines are grown in eggshells, which I did not know until I did my own studies, and so that's how they kind of reproduce the flu vaccines. And so your face tells me that you didn't know these things.
No.
And I, you know, because of COVID and the vax and my fight against the COVID vaccine, I started learning these things myself, and it's really opened my eyes to understand I really haven't been giving informed consent.
Right.
Because I didn't know. I didn't know.
That'll violate a lot of people's religious belief systems, especially with pork. There's a lot of people out there that feel like pork is a forbidden item for them. And if they're ingesting that into their body, I mean, imagine how they would feel. Like they defile themselves.
And you don't. And you don't know. Well, and that's the argument right now with the fetal line cells.
I'm glad you went there.
So, you know, and we were, so at my job, religious exemptions were denied based on the fetal cell line argument. Every single one of those exemptions were denied if you did an exemption on fetal line alone. Yep, they were denied. Because in this day and age, this is what we were told, in this day and age, you cannot avoid that in science and medicine. Everything's been tested at some point using fetal line cells, is what we were told.
That's disgusting to me. That is absolutely disgusting. I'm also learning from the border people, a little side note, that they are organ harvest baby organs, and then they'll pack those babies full of drugs. So they pass as if they're alive, but they're really not. And they've already gutted all the people with the babies with their organs, sold it on the black market, pack them full of drugs, and then put them across the border. And I'm just like, that is nasty and disgusting. And so it's, I feel like there's an assault against children and babies, a massive assault. That's how I feel.
Well, they're coming for our children. So how do you take over a society?
Through the children.
Through the children. So once you get the kids, it doesn't take that long. And, you know, this is, I think, I've been awake since 9/11. You know, I was really young in 9/11. I was in college, and that made me really question a lot of things and start looking and researching and doing things. And now we have another wave. You know, for a long time, I felt alone as a truther. Like, see, you know, my whole family knew me as the conspiracy theorist all this time. And now, you know, we're in events like this at the Reawaken America Tour, and we see that there's many of us coming together. I think for me, that's been the best thing, and then learning things like that that I did not know. That was a new piece of information
that
you
was
gave me.
That was a new, oh, was really?
That was a new piece of information you gave me. So, you know, that's really tough. I think people don't want to look because it's tough to hear.
It is.
That's really tough to hear. And it's tough to hear that your docs that you're trusting blindly are also blindly trusting their peers. And the question is, which is the person making all the decisions? So right now, the CDC is driving all of the decisions. We blindly follow CDC guidance where I am. That's the main thing. We blindly follow them. And so anybody that comes against that is undermined and not listened to. And science should be able to endure rigorous scientific debate. So we're just having a conversation here. You know, I'm not debating anything with you. But I asked the question at work. I said, why have we not used this opportunity to teach everything we could and study everything that we could using their journal clubs, dissertations, anything in the podium for all staff to see, clinical, non-clinical, so that anybody could understand transparently what conversations are being had about the medicine studies. Let's talk about the details. Teach us what these studies say. We're only as good as a whole with the bottom tier of knowledge.
That's right.
So teach us. Silence. No discussion, no debate. This is the way it's going to be. This is what we believe is right. This is what we're going to do. And oh, by the way, as a representative of this organization, you need to also be careful what you say, because you represent this organization and we represent that the vaccine is the safe thing to do. And
most of my audience knows the harmful effects of this COVID-19, vaccine. But for the new moms out there, or the moms who realize that the COVID vaccines aren't safe, and now they're like, well, maybe those other moms that said the other vaccines aren't safe, maybe they were actually right, like me. I didn't discard them. I just was in a state of, what is truth? And I didn't know. And I wish I had done more, but you know how it is as a mom.
You're busy.
Life doesn't stop. I mean, we could go till 10 o'clock at night, collapse, and then have to do it all over again. And so you're talking to I totally agree with you. Research is so important and we need to find time, but I'm going to be guilty of it. Like, because life just spins like this, and women, I mean, gosh, have so much on our plate all the time. I didn't research it. I was depending on good, solid information from medical professionals to give me good advice, and I'm so sad I did not get that good medical advice. So what are some of the effects that these childhood vaccines had, these negative effects that had on children?
So you should talk to Dr. Cronin, who was just on my show. I'll point her out to you later. But one of the things that, you know, I'm not clinical, so I don't want to say XYZ is happening.
Right.
But I can tell you that I didn't get my kids the HPV vaccine because I did my own research. Because I was coerced to get my first two vaccine, and then I have four. And my third one, he got it. He wasn't the same after. And so, you know, I didn't put it really together or push the issue because I was told that couldn't be the case. Oh, well, he just must be depressed. Oh, you know, if he's sleeping all the time, if he's lethargic, if he has pain, if he's getting fever, you know, because he had fever, he was having fevers for a long time and he couldn't go to school. And so he got lost in the system. He got lost in the system. And so what I would say to new moms, the biggest shock to me with this COVID vaccine is pushing during pregnancy. And so that study that they used to say, oh, it's safe for pregnancy. If you read the study yourself, like I did, if you read the study yourself, you would see that actually it caused tons of abortions, spontaneous abortions. So if we know that the vaccine is causing that in pregnant women and children, and now we are hearing all over the place that stillbirths are happening up till full term, we just need to first open our minds to say life might not be like we think it is. That's where we have to start. And it's a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah, wow. Gosh, you're a wealth of knowledge. I'm so glad I got to meet you. How does my audience get to find you? Because I think what you have to offer is very vital information.
Well, so I'm new to this podcasting and having a show. So it's info@truthfromthefrontline.com. That's our email address. It's www.truthfromthefrontline.com is our show. That's the website and the show name. So I'm Rose for Truth. What else do you want to know? Did I give you everything? I think that's everything.
Yeah,
it's all under construction. I've got a Rumble, a BitChute, and all, you know, Brighteon, all that stuff.
Okay, great.
But it's all under construction because we're going live. We're launching from the Reawaken America
tour.
Cool. I've been building on the background. I'm still working in healthcare. You know, I want everyone to know that people like me and you, us everyday people, can make a difference by one day at a time, one task at a time. We just have to decide that we're not going to be a part of that system anymore.
Yeah.
And it's not easy. It's tough.
It's really scary. It's scary, yes.
But then you come to events like this and you're just rejuvenated because you know you're not alone anymore. For so long, many of us have felt alone. I'm sure you felt alone.
Yes.
In your search. And so I just say, don't trust me. Look for yourself. Just do some research. People don't understand that on you know, the medical journals and things like that used to be so hard to get a hold of. But if you click Google and Scholar, you can find all kinds of medical journals. So they can't say, oh,
and
you
PubMed,
looked on the internet,
right?
PubMed. Oh, there's so much free information out there. Listen, if you find a journal article that you want to read and it's not free, copy there's a DOI link typically on them, and you can click on the DOI or search on that DOI number in Google itself, and we just copy that and search for that, and then you'll find all kinds of places, and you'll most likely find the PDF for free.
Oh, wow, that's cool information.
So people can't say you don't know how to research. Research is digging for information.
Yeah,
that's all it is. You don't have to have a study. You know, you just have to read. And how much time do you spend on your phone anyway? You just spend it doing something else.
Touche. Okay?
15 minutes a day, really, is all you need.
That's awesome.
So www.truthfromthefrontline.com, and I'm Rose for Truth. I'm the host.
That's great.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, welcome to the Amber May Show. I just got an Infinity box right here, and I thought I'd open it right in front of you because this is what I've been talking about in the last few of my shows. I've been talking about a product that I ordered to help burn fat, but also help with my skin issues. And now that I'm almost 40, I'm starting to get wrinkles in places that I've never gotten wrinkles before. And women, let's be real, under the eye is the worst part for women where they start getting wrinkles. And then their hands, the back of their hands, because a woman's hands tells her age. And so what I got is I got this packet. This specific one is for fat burning and for your skin. So if you have skin issues, maybe you have a scar, maybe you have wrinkles, whatever that skin issue is, I got this packet and it came in a box, and then it comes like with this packet right here. So here's this oil that you're gonna use. Let me open it up. I'm opening it up right in front of you guys. So this is kind of exciting. This is new to me. I found it through a fellow podcaster. I love Doug Bellings. He's awesome. So this is called the Muscadine Seed Oil. It's from Infinity. And what you can do is before your meal, you're going to take a few drops.
in your dropper. So you'll just open this up and put, see this dropper right here? You're going to put that in your mouth, and that's before a meal, and it's going to block any fat that you might have to deal with. And let's be real, the older you get, the more fat you have to deal with. Ugh. So fat burner right here. And then what you do is, in your nighttime routine, do your nighttime routine, whatever that looks like for you, and then put a few drops on your hands, and then put it all over your face. And so that's gonna help with all your skin issues, make you look younger, glow, make your face glow. If you have like scarring, acne, whatever that is, this is like a two-in-one product. And then use it on the back of your hands. That's what I plan on doing too, because my age is starting to show in the back of my hand. And then we have the supplement. Supplement's gonna help with all like your health issues that you might have, or to help make sure you don't have health issues. So this is gonna be good overall for your body. This is like a great supplement for overall health in your body. And so you're gonna take that too. So that's what I got in my box. Now get this, because they partnered with the Amber May Show, you're getting a massive discount. If you go to timelesspack.com, let me make sure I got that right, timelesspack.com, use promo code Amber May, one word, you're gonna get almost half off. This package is over $200 and you're gonna get almost half off, so the savings going directly onto you. Now if I'm also on a weight loss journey, and so if you're like me, and not only do you want to make sure you look healthy and you look young, like, come on, do any of us really want to look old? No, we want to keep that youthful appearance as long as possible. So if you want your youthful appearance, you're going to get the Timeless Pack. But if you also are looking to lose weight this season or this year or right now, maybe summer's coming, ladies. Summer's coming, men. We can get rid of that belly. So they have all kinds of starter packs to help with your weight loss goals. So if you want to get that starter pack, the links are going to be in the description for both the Timeless Pack and the weight loss package. There's like weight loss coffee. Can you go wrong with weight loss coffee? The shakes, I am told, are phenomenal. I cannot wait to get my hands on them. That's going to be like my next order I place. If you want the weight loss packet, all you have to go is amramay.myinfinity.com. Again, the links are going to be in the description. That's amramay.myinfinity.com. So let's look and feel our best. Let's lower our weight. That way we can lower the chance of getting diabetes, heart attacks, strokes, whatever that is. Let's just feel our best. Let's get that energy going. And you can get all those right there at amramay.myinfinity.com. Get your Timeless Pack so you can get your, you know, bust that fat. You know, get rid of that fat by taking some drops of this, and then keep your skin looking so beautiful. So I am excited to try this at night. I could not wait to get my box, so I got it today. And you can get this at thetimelesspack.com, promo code Amber May. Well, hey, I can't wait to see you on the next episode. Please like, share, and subscribe. Always, always like, share, and subscribe. Join me on Telegram at The Amber May Show. I'd love to sit and chat with you there. And then visit me on the web at theamermayshow.com. I will see you on the next episode.
Say, make money, money, make money, money, money.
Make money, money, make money, money, money. Uh-huh.
Money makes the world go round. I'm the talk around town. Remy gave me the sound.
Fat pockets.
I need that Skrilla on the Rilla.
Fat pockets.
I need that Skrilla on the Rilla.
Hey, now today I'm going to talk to you about your money and how you're going to build wealth for yourself and your family. So I'm Amber May. Normally I talk about other things, but today I'm going to focus on your wealth. So when you have a traditional retirement, are you able to take money when you really need it? So let's say I've known people who really desperately needed a car, and so they thought the only way they were really going to be able to afford a car, because their budget was just so maxed out they couldn't afford one more payment, was to get some of that money out of their retirement account. And so that's exactly what they did. But can they do so without taxes or penalties? We're going to talk about that in a second. Other people get so overwhelmed with medical bills that, you know, they just cannot sustain their quality of life and pay all their medical bills. So what do they want to do? They want to go to their retirement account and pull that money out. Well, if you pull your money out of your traditional retirement, you're going to be paying taxes and penalties. Let me show you how, with us, I am with A&M Futures and First Financial Security, how you can take money out without paying taxes or penalties. It's super simple. With us, you can take out to 90% of your money and use it for anything. Whatever you want, you name it, you get to use it. Take up to 90% and use it however you want without taxes or penalties. If you want to know more about how you do that, just set up an appointment with me, Amber May, and you can do so at theambermayshow.com. I just need 15 to 20 minutes of your time, and I can show you how you can use all your money. It's not too good to be true. It's not, and when I explain it, you are going to understand it is not too good to be true. It's just our account is so much more flexible than your traditional retirement account. So if you want to an account that's going to help you be flexible, getting your money when you need it without penalties or taxes, and you want sustainable retirement, then you get to talk to us at Amber May at A&M Futures. So reach me at theambermayshow.com, hit the contact button, and I'll show you how you have access when you need your money the most.